Mr. Warnock, thank you for speaking to me today.
Hiya, Dale.
So, of course, you are speaking to me today because you are coming to the Barbican in York on the 15th of June. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I've always got on well at York, and I came to a game a few months ago with Ian Dunn, who's one of my favourite lads who I had at Huddersfield with me. And he was working behind the scenes at York, and I just thought, I got a good reception, and I thought it'd be great to do a show there. And so that's what we did. We've organised a show, and I'm right looking forward to it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, Ian's a great guy, I know Ian. So what can people expect at the gig if they come along?
Obviously, I've been in the game a long time, so there's quite a few stories. Some not fit for young ears, but a lot of them quite funny. Different characters, you know, you're Cluffy and Wenger and Benitez and one or two other managers like that. And also, you know, some of the players that I come up against. And obviously my favourite ones are some of the officials that I've actually come up against. One or two funny stories, and I'm sure I just want to make people smile, really. And you know, I've done about 7 or 8 already, and they've been really good. I've not only enjoyed it, but I think the fans have as well, and the people that come to the show that don't, some of them not really know anything about me, but they've enjoyed the evening. So that's pleased me.
I mean, you're right. You know, you've been in this a long time. You know, you've done a lot of things. You've achieved an awful lot in your long, storied career. So what do you think is your greatest achievement, really? You know, you've had 16 clubs, 8 promotions, you know, most games as a manager, breaking records all over the place. Personally, I think your greatest achievement is Hartlepool United Player of the Year, 1972, of course. But what do you think?
So do I. The only problem with that is I got it in 1972, but I didn't get my award until 1998.
Well, Hartlepool's a poor club, trust me.
I kept on about Mr. Curry, I think they called him, the chairman, and I kept ringing him and telling him, I've not got a replica yet. And it's the only thing I've ever won in football. so I did get one presented to me in 1998.
That is absolutely brilliant. So you've not spent that much time in York. You only had 4 appearances for York City. What happened there?
It was so funny, but I really want to go that. I want to do that one on the evening.
Wow, right, okay, we don't want to give too much away.
You can't really believe it. It's too laughable to talk about, really. So I was captain one game.
Wow.
And then I never lasted another game, so... But it was funny. I'm sure people will enjoy that on the night, that story.
I know you don't want to give too much away, but can you give us a hint of some of the guests or, you know, some of the people that will be joining you on the night?
Well, I've got one or two lads, you know, from the local lad, you know, like Craig Short, who came from Scarborough, etc.
Yeah.
And Paddy Kenny, goalkeeper, who's been with me many years. But I think there'll be one or two others. Ian Dunn's definitely coming. I spoke to Ian. Probably one or two others from Huddersfield or around there. And
brilliant.
I've not really had time to think about a lot of it. I'll be going into more detail over the next few weeks, really, to get one or two guests.
Well, I can't have this opportunity without asking you at least a few questions, if you don't mind.
Yes.
What's better, being a player or a manager?
A manager, really. I mean, player was good. The thing about playing is I knew I couldn't get to the top as a player.
Right.
I got 300 odd appearances, but Kevin Randall, who played at York, he always said to me, Warnie, you're the only guy I know who's made a success out of being a failure. And I understood where it come from. But no, as a manager, I always thought, listen to the ones that you can get advice from. I've always thought I could get to the top at that. And, I've not done bad, really.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really honest of you to sort of be open about the fact that you maybe didn't have what it takes to get at the top as a player. But as a manager, I don't think anyone can argue that you've definitely, definitely achieved that.
I know. I mean, I've never had any top clubs. I turned down Chelsea when I first started, early on in my career.
Wow.
But the clubs I've always got have always been relegation, threatened, and I've had to go in, and they used to call me the Red Adair, but that's before your time, you'll not remember it. He used to put fires out at the oil, on the oil refineries. They always used to call me one of them, really. They call for me when the fire's up and running.
I mean, I would have definitely said that being a player's better, because if a player plays bad, these days, all you do is blame the manager anyway. So manager's a terrible job.
That's correct, yeah, and it is. I mean, as a manager, I just enjoy being in charge.
Yeah.
And having all the lads, all different characters, all different personalities. I like to get the families, know what the families are up to and things like that. And building a club from the ticket office and the cleaning lady and the laundry lady and things like that. The 8 promotions I've had, they're all special groups of players as well, and they have reunions. Are you with me?
Yeah, definitely.
Regular reunions, and nothing changes. And they're the type of lads that I've loved building successful teams like that from scratch, really.
So, I mean, in a career that has lasted pretty much 60 years, what do you think has changed most about the game?
I just think the technical ability to do things. Wenger changed a lot of it. He brought a lot of technical things into the country. Nutritionists, psychologists, you name it. But as a manager, being in the game as long as... I've been a psychologist for 60 years, me. Because you've just got to be like that as a manager. You've got to be able to spot things early doors and try and come up with answers. The one thing about management is I'm not bothered whether it's 60 years or whatever. To be successful, you've still got to be able to man-manage. Man-management is 90% of being successful. You might have good players, but if you can't man-manage, I don't think you get success. So I think my man-management's been very, very good. And you don't get a qualification in that. You only get a degree in football management, which makes me smile, if I'm honest.
I mean, that's good advice for anything, really, isn't it? If you're good at man-management, you can use that in any career, not just football.
Of course you can, yeah. And that's not just football. You know, in the corner shop and anywhere that you've got a business, a garage. It's getting the best out of what you've got regarding staff. Making them feel important and that you've how much you value them.
Yeah.
And that's what I think I've been really good at in my career, really.
So, of course, you know, it is very successful, your career, but is there anything that sticks in your mind particularly that you maybe regret over the last 60 years?
Probably not turning Sunderland... I turned Sunderland down at the same... Similar time to when I turned Chelsea down. I don't regret not going to Chelsea, but Sunderland was right for me, and believe it or not, you at York, I didn't want to... They put a lad in charge called Malcolm Crosby, and I played with him at Aldershot, and he was a lovely lad, and I didn't want to jump on the bandwagon, so he was a caretaker at Sunderland. So I told the chairman there, look, I will come as manager, but not until you get knocked out of the FA Cup. Sod's law, he got to Wembley. So that went.
So you had a very short retirement. What made you come back?
I've been doing things. I've had the shows that I've been doing, but my wife, it was just, we had a lovely time at Huddersfield. They really looked after us when we came here together.
Yeah.
When I left Plymouth. And when they asked me if I'd help, it seemed logical that they don't want a manager for 2 or 3 years. They need a manager now. Try and stabilise the club while they're trying to sell it, which, you know, I'm pleased to say they've managed to do that now. Give the new owners a chance to have a look what there is to build. And Sharon, my wife, said, we haven't got anything planned in March and April, so why not come and help them out? And that's what I'm doing. I mean, the fixture list's horrendous, really. We play all the top clubs.
Yeah.
But they're a good group of lads, and I'm going to do my best to try and get as many results as I can while I'm here.
So what's the plan after this season? Are you going to continue on with a different club, or are you going to focus more on these engagements?
No, I've got shows in May and June, one of which, obviously, I'm coming to York.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, I've enjoyed doing my podcasts, if I'm honest. I enjoy the radio, but I don't want to be too committed because I'm 74, I've not got that long left. I want to try and enjoy a little bit of life while I've got a chance.
I'm sure you'll outlive me, Neil. You know, I'm 37, but I'm not in good nick. I'm sure you've got loads of years left.
but I think nowadays, you know, when you get to my age, everybody's doom and gloom, but I have quite a positive outlook, if I'm honest. I try and look after myself fitness-wise, and I've got four good kids who keep me, you know, I've got a couple of grandkids as well. So I've got a lot going on to for me to do it. But I do miss, when I'm not in football, I do miss the dressing room. I miss the camaraderie.
Yeah.
You know, taking the mickey out of the players. And I'm sure they take the mickey out of me behind closed doors.
It's all part of the game.
I know.
So I've got a quick favour to ask, if you don't mind. One of our presenters is a gentleman called Christian. He's a huge Huddersfield fan and a big fan of you, Neil. So would you mind saying a quick hello to him?
Well, hi, Christian. It's Neil Warnock here. I hope you have enjoyed my time here. I know we've not pulled all the trees up, but I am doing my best, believe it or not. And we'll still have a go to try and keep us up. Not be easy with the fixtures, but please keep supporting Christian because we need everybody's help. And the one good thing about it is the fans have been fantastic. So keep cheering, won't you, son?
So I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. Obviously, the stories are going to be absolutely fantastic at the Barbican on the 15th of June. It's going to be a night full of amazing stories, history, great tales from a storied career. It's going to be wonderful. Some stuff that's not suitable for the children.
Yeah, big. There's a big screen and a lot of video stuff on it as well. It's over my career, which is quite funny as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you at the Barbican.
Cheers, pal. Are you going to come early?
Absolutely.
Come and introduce yourself, yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Warnock.
Cheers, son. Ta-da, mate.